Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Circus, it used to come to town a lot more than it does now. The history of circus in this town and in this state is a fascinating one. And joining us to give us her insight into it is Margaret Marshall. She's a curator of performing arts collection at the Arts Centre in Melbourne, which is the site of one of our oldest circuses. Is that true, Margaret?
That is indeed. It's a very special connection that we have with a long circus history on the site.
Tell us about it. Was it Worth's? I can't say it. It's hard to say.
It was Worth's, but it started before Worth's Circus was on the site. As early as 1877, circuses were arriving from America and put their tents up on that site. The first one was Cooper and Bailey's, and then a series of other visiting circuses came. And then actually, before Worth's was Fitzgerald Brothers. They leased the site from about 1901 and put the first permanent building on the site, which they called the Olympia, which was their grand building to present their circus acts in. They were one of the early circus family duos to create entertainment for Australians. They really were quite dominant in the circus scene in Australia in the 1880s, 90s. Unfortunately, both brothers died in 1906. That led the door open for Worth's Circus, who was their main rival, to come in and claim the title of the leading circus in Australia, and they ended up taking over the site. So it became Worth's Olympia, and they expanded and created all sorts of entertainment attractions on that site, and it became known as Worth's Park.
Let's have a quick listen. We've got some audio that we grabbed from the National Film and Sound Archive around Worth Circus.
The circus comes to town, bringing with it 1,000 laughs and 1,000 thrills. The circus with its daring artists and wonderful performing animals. Everyone will want to see the big show. But before the show can start, there's a lot of work to do. Unglamorous, tiring work. The other side of the circus. The story behind the big top. The circus train at its destination. In the early morning, the work of unloading begins. The elephants are first out, ready for the hard work ahead of them.
I mean, we can definitely hear that this is a very different time of the circus where animals were a huge feature.
Absolutely. Animals were really important in circuses pretty much up until probably the 1960s, 70s. Particularly early on, equestrian events of horses.
But tell me, because that's the birth of the circus, isn't it? The equestrian event.
It is, yes. So the bareback riding and the tricks and even quite dramatic presentations of things called hippodramas, which were like pantomimes on horseback, if you can imagine, that was very much part of early circus. And the whole concept of circus in a ring, presented in a circular form, is about being able to show the horses and the equestrian tricks.
Did it go from that equestrian to a full-blown circus, or was it sort of a staged expansion from, addition of other animals?
Yeah, it was staged. There was a gradual addition of acts like, jugglers, acrobats, clowns, the people side of things. But also increasingly exotic and wild animals came on board.
The clown aspect of this, when did we start seeing that part of the circus emerge?
Really, there's a long tradition of strolling minstrels in England and, from the Middle Ages on, with all of those human acts, with clowning, mime, juggling, acrobatics, and that really merged into the circus form. So as well as the horses, the people have always been a really important part of the entertainment.
Now, the site that you mentioned where you're not there right now, but if you could be at the Arts Centre, you probably would be, where Fitzgerald Brothers started and then it moved into Worth Circus. Why that site? I mean, we know it now as a real central hub for us. What was good about that for an early circus?
Well, I guess it was, close to the city, but just outside the main area. And so it was quite accessible for people to come to see the circus via cable tram initially and train.
Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.